AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. You can post your products, services, events, motivation, inspirational, political views. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. If you want to connect with me directly, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate you tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and your small business growth, your entrepreneurship growth. You can always connect with us throughout the show anytime. Email us or contact us at 800-516-1220. The best way a mentor can prepare another leader is to expose him or her to other great people. Now, I mentioned this quote last week, and I think it's a great quote. The best way a mentor can prepare another leader is to expose him or her to other great people, and that's John C. Maxwell. And that's a great segue into where I'm at. I'm actually doing the show live right now from the Money Show in San Francisco, and I am surrounded by money people, money businesses, great people that's making other people great. You know, there's breakout sessions. It's absolutely fantastic. If you haven't made it out to the Money Show, get out to the Money Show. I think tomorrow's the last day for the show. So if you have not had an opportunity to get out here. It is really, really exciting. We're looking at, you know, I think I'm looking here at the stock exchange, just kind of over at Ameritrade. So a lot of good things going on. KDOW obviously is down here keeping things live for you. So definitely connect. So I am at the Money Show in San Francisco. So we're gonna bring you some interesting information today. We want to help you prepare to make money, establishing your business financially, establishing yourself as a strong credit risk. You know, if your credit is bad, if you're having struggles with where you are with regards to your credit, and that's personal or professional. So we're going to help you out with that tonight. And then funding your business through, of course, the support of SBDC. You've heard me talk about this over the last few weeks that I am, you know, hooray, hooray, Small Business Development Center certified business advisor. And my focus right now, the biggest focus, is helping small businesses with your business plans, getting you in a position to get money for your company, getting funding, be it through SBA loan or through traditional funding, or maybe, you know, some other types of funding. We'll talk a little bit about creative funding as time permits tonight. And then I have a special announcement. I got Ruth here in the house with me again. Ruth, we were together last weekend.
Yes, we were.
Okay, so we've got financial education services here, and so we're going to dig a little bit deeper and keep you healthy financially. But I have a special announcement that we just set up today. We have it online, but we're going to launch it on Monday. We're going to let you know what that is and give you an opportunity to connect with us in a whole different type of way. So I'm excited about that. Ruth, thank you for coming on the show with me tonight.
Thank you, Margaret.
I'm glad to have you here. What do you think about the Money Show? I mean, it is.
It's amazing. I mean, there's even a $1,000 cash drawing from a company right here. I mean, it's be worth your time to come out and check out all these opportunities.
Oh, I need to put my card in there. You know, I have a coaster card, so I think
we could use $1,000. The mall's right across the street.
I'm thinking, you know, I should be an easy pick. That's a 4x4 coaster card. So let's talk a little bit about preparing to make money. And Ruth, you and I talk about this a lot. We talk about there's people that want to start businesses, for example, but their credit is a mess, or they're financially at risk. And so you have these people that want to start businesses, but they're not in a position or prepared to really, really make money. And so some of the things I want to talk about is what you can do, some of the things that we do at Business on the Edge to kind of help people get in the right position. I will say this to you. If you are working somewhere and you want to start a business, this is the time to start. Not when you get like laid off or fired or something happens. And, you know, you want to be in the position now, you know, to start utilizing and putting yourself in position. So if your money's not right, let's get it right.
Right, and the main thing you want to do is get your corporation or your LLC formed and get a bank account open now. Even if you're not ready to start the business, because it's really important to get those years of having the entity created and the bank account open.
Okay, so now, so I'm going to say something with regards to that. That's great, but I would say if you're going to do that, make sure that you're starting within that year. And let me tell you why. Because an LLC and a C corporation, you're still going to have to pay that $800 tax. So if you're not doing any business, I would say I agree with Ruth in terms of making sure that you're starting to prepare, getting that LLC, getting that C corporation. But make sure that you're maybe within 6 months of starting that business. So that way, when the franchise tax board comes around the next year and say, hey, you owe us $800, you're going to pay that minimum tax.
Right. Well, you got to look at that, because the lenders will look at how many years your business has been formed. So you really have to look at the overall picture. Is it worth paying the $800
right,
so you can get funding sooner down the road?
Right. And so we have resources that can help you, like SBDC, to get funding. And it depends on the kind of funding you want to get. So how do we help get them structured in a way? Let's talk about that, getting them structured in a way. So Ruth is saying, yes, get the corporation formed, because you have some resources that can help them.
Yes, we have resources for people that are just forming their businesses. It can be a day old. If you have great credit, you can get money right away. But even if you have bad credit, there's a way to create business credit that is separate from your personal credit. And you can get, we guarantee $50,000 within 6 to 12 months of entering our system. So there's a way to get around even bad credit.
Right, $50,000. In credit.
Credit cards.
And credit cards. And that allows, especially, you know, like contractors love this sort of thing, because, you know, if you're a contractor, you know, and you're building homes, this is a way for you to work with your vendors, and you have, you know, that credit support with regards to that. Now, you know, here's the thing, Ruth, is, and I've heard you say this, you can fix or you can restore poor credit.
Yes.
For an individual. But what about a business?
No. If you go late, make late payments on a business, you cannot fix that. So if you have to choose on being late on personal credit or business credit, make it personal credit, because you can fix personal credit.
Right. So keep that in mind. So we want you to be put in a, you want a position of strength. You want a position of financial strength. And the one thing that you are going to have to learn, especially when you're dealing with your finances and dealing with money, is that you can make deals. You can make deals, and you can make deals before you even have money problems.
Yes, you can. You can make deals. You can settle the debts. You can negotiate. There's so many different things you can do. You can even start calling your credit card companies and ask them to reduce the interest rates.
Mm-hmm. So here's a rule of thumb. You know, if you're going to go into business, if you're looking to do something like this, and even if you're not, just from a personal perspective, there's things that you can do now. But in terms of preparing to make money, I would say this. If you are having any credit issues, if you don't have a high credit rating or FICO score, then Ruth, you're a great connection for them to be able to connect with and help with that if you do not know how to do it on your own, first of all. The other thing is that, you know, Ruth is, and I love this, Ruth, that if and when you go into business, say when you're going into business, mm-hmm, that you have that high credit rating so you can get funded, and do not be afraid of getting funded. Like, we have BBVA Compass Bank here tonight, which is fantastic. And, you know, and I keep hearing, who is BBVA Compass? Well, it's a bank that's,
I think they're from Spain.
Are they from
Spain?
That's
where they started, yeah.
Okay, so they're moving and migrating here and expanding in you know, Western, you know, the West Coast, the Bay Area specifically. And so they have a lot of unique opportunities in terms of funding. And so because they are expanding, so anytime you see those types of expansions in business and funders and in banks, you know, maybe a new program, you want to make sure that you get the information, because it may be the opportunity that you need to get money to fund your business. And again, don't be afraid of getting loans. Don't be afraid of, well, how am I going to pay the loan back? Your business plan is exactly what you need to help you. You know, when a bank looks at the business plan, they're looking at it to find out, one, whether or not they don't really care whether or not you're starting a business. People start businesses all the time. What they care about is whether or not they can get their money back and whether or not you're a safe risk in getting that money back.
Right.
So,
and that's why every time you go and apply for a business loan, they will ask you for your Social Security number. You want to steer away from that. You want to build your business in a way that it will stand on its own. Because if some reason the business fails, you don't want them to be able to come after you personally.
And so now that's tough, Ruth, for them not to give up that Social Security number when you've never gotten a loan. Now, you want to use your tax ID number if you can. You want to keep your Social Security number off of any of your paperwork when you're setting up your business, first of all.
And remember, they're going to ask you for the Social Security number every time you want to say no. You don't want to use your social if possible.
Don't give it. Now, the other side of this is, you know, when you're looking at a loan, your business plan, and I want to make sure that I mention this before we go to a break, I want to make sure that you understand that what the banks are looking for is they want to see whether or not you can pay it back, whether or not you're a safe risk, and in your business plan you have the payback model. It's in the plan. The payback model should not be that you're paying the loan back out of your personal finances.
Right. I mean, how many people start businesses and they fail?
Right. It's so, I get this question all the time working with small businesses, and it says, well, how am I going to pay the loan back? That's why you have the business plan. The business plan tells you the payback. This is how you pay back. This is the exit strategy if I can't pay it back. But we want it to be successful. And the banks, when they're negotiating, they're not negotiating your best interest. They're negotiating, right?
That's right.
They're negotiating their best interest.
They got their back, not your back.
So you need to make sure that you're willing to negotiate. And they might give you a great interest rate. Maybe they'll give you 6% for 7 years. Well, that's, you know, on a $150,000 loan. That's not a good deal. You know, you want a great interest rate with, say 15 years payback, rather than a 7-year payback plan or 20-year payback plan. So that way you can pay the loan back while your company is building and implementing that business plan. So make sure that you're having the right kind of conversations. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about establishing your business financially, establishing yourself as a strong credit risk. We'll get more from Ruth on that. You know, and we're going to get the funding on your business and the support from Small Business Development Center. So just stick around. We're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to talk about the money show. We're going to talk about making money, getting it. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are at the Money Show in San Francisco live. If you come down, we will be gone. But we are recording live here. And, you know, there are tons of companies here. The Money Show ends tomorrow. So if you get an opportunity to come out, I would say get out here. You will not be disappointed. You've got KDOW Radio out here. It's fantastic. You know, just BBVA Compass. You know, when I say KDOW, Salem Media Group, Salem Communications, pick one. They are here bringing this show to you live. Awesome, awesome. You got Next World Capital. You got iShares. You've got some money. I was talking to one of the attendees and just trying to find out why he's here, what he does. And he's like, I'm retired. You know, he doesn't have anything to do. And I said, you know, are you spending money? You have money to spend? He's like, I don't spend money. I invest money. I said, well, that's fantastic. But it depends on who you're talking to. Talk to some of these NFLers and NBAers. They're spending money. And so they're not investing it wisely. But really, really fun conversations down here. You know, just, you know, a whole list of great businesses, HML Investments, Hargrove Financial, You know, the list goes on and on and on. But let's get back to some of the things that we're talking about. We're talking about getting you ready to be participating in this type of a event. You know, you want small business growth. You want opportunities to put yourself in professionally in a situation where you can invest, so you can have those residual, you know, those streams of income that can allow you to have more choices. What does money do? Money gives you choices. Really, that's all it does. If we took money away, you know, we would trade something else. But
right.
You know, money gives you choices and gives you opportunities, and so
it gives you peace.
It gives. I don't know. We might debate that. You know, I don't get my money from peace, so I like having it, and I like having some choices.
There's
just
no stress when you have money. That's what gives you peace.
Well, you know, yeah, we might debate that, but you, it certainly does eliminate a lot of problems and gives you opportunities. And so we're talking a little bit about preparing to make money. So positioning yourself well to make money in business. You want to make sure that you're taking the right steps. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have hurdles. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have ebbs and flows. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have sometimes when months are a little bit tighter than other months. You know, it is a process of growing business. It's the process of expanding. And you want to be in the right position so you're comfortable during those times. And you really do love what you do. Be careful you're not getting into an industry that you're not, you know, you're not in love with. So when those tough times come, you can kind of weather the storm. But, you know, Ruth, we're talking about being strong in terms of a strong credit risk. What are some things that you can do as a business and personally to make yourself a strong credit risk?
Well, for as far as a business, you want to make sure that anybody that you're working for, any of your vendors, that they're reporting your accounts to Dun & Bradstreet. The key is to get your FICO score for Dun & Bradstreet to 80. It's called a Paydex score. So that's what your goal is, to get to an 80 Paydex score. And we have programs to show you how to get to that point. If you're struggling with your personal credit, we can help remove those items off of your credit. Yes, life happens and you end up with late payments, collections, judgments, all those type of things. But there is a way to get them off your credit report, because the creditors have certain laws that they need to follow, and they don't follow that those laws. So that way you're able to take them off your credit report.
And so, and again, that's a process. So if you're maybe you're preparing to buy a home, maybe you're preparing to buy a car, you know, how what would you say, 60 days, 90 days? When should someone start preparing to really? And I would say this is me, Ruth, and Ruth can correct me if she wants to. But if there's a problem with your credit, get it restored, get it fixed.
You need to start at least 6 months. Plan on 6 months to a year to get everything clear.
Get it done, because I'm going to tell you, you'll run into opportunities and situations, and even getting jobs. That
yes, I have a client that showed up this week, and she wanted a job, and she had collections, and they would not make an offer to her till she had those collections settled. So we were scrambling so she could get this better paying job that would have handled these collections. So there's a lot of things that we can do.
Right. So keep that in mind. And that's the biggest thing, is like that, just, you know, once the economy fell, there became this huge influx of businesses looking at your credit to determine whether or not they were going to give you a job. And the thing is, you need a job to pay your bills. So if you need to get your credit restored and repaired, definitely, you know, connect with Ruth. Ruth, can we get your phone number?
888-977-1222.
Okay, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're going to have a little bit more and hopefully help you out there doing something special with your credit and getting your right situation. AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Finance Radio, number one in the Bay Area.
Now, back to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0. We are at the Money Show in San Francisco, live here, recording live, bringing you some information, hopefully that is giving you food for thought, changing some things. You want to be, you know, you want to be one of these investors in the room, you know, you want to build an arsenal. You want to build a world around you that affords you an opportunity to invest. I'm like, hey, is that Warren Buffett down there? I'm like, he looks like Warren Buffett. Uh-huh. You can't. It's probably Warren Buffett. Tell him I said hello. He's one of my favorite guys. But you want to put yourself in the right situation professionally. You want to build a portfolio, and then, you know, if you're looking to have that business, you know, I am, you know, the small businesses need to invest. You need to get your small business in a position where it also invests. The reason why businesses grow and impact and they divest, they invest. You know, look at Facebook, they invest. And so you have to, along the way, begin to think about some of the opportunities you want to invest in to increase your business's ability to impact. And then, of course, bring in that new stream of income that can also make your business stronger. So, you know, just don't think about, you know, I want to do this small business, and you can do a mom and pop and you can stay there. But if you're thinking small business and I want to grow mid, I want to grow large, I want to be a Fortune 500 company, then that means that you're talking about investing. You're talking about opportunities that are gonna that you need to position your company for your company to be able to acquire other assets. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. So Ruth, let's talk about how our audience can get connected to you. And again, you won't regret it. So if you're, again, trying to get business credit and you want to get it without using your social security number, you want to talk to Ruth Vanderstein at Financial Education Services. And if you want to restore your credit and you want to put yourself in a better position and having a better credit score also allows your interest rate, you know, you can get a better interest rate.
Right. I was doing calculations, buying a car, a simple $35,000 car, having bad credit. If you have good credit, you're only going to spend $2,000 in interest over a four-year time period. If you have bad credit, you're going to spend $14,000 in interest over the four-year period. On a mortgage, a home loan, you're over a 30-year term, you're going to, on a $500,000 home, you're going to spend $157,000 more if you don't fix your credit before you get that loan.
See, that's, you know, and then maybe they can, when it gets better, maybe they can refinance and do something better. But you want to get the best rate that you can get when you buy the home.
Exactly.
You know, so that's crazy. It's like giving money away when you can, you know, you can pay, you know, Ruth to help you, you know, get your, you know, what?
You can pay us to fix your credit, or you can take our do-it-yourself credit repair classes that we give for $149. There's no reason why you shouldn't fix your credit.
But here's the thing. You're talking about $140,000, $150,000 difference, and someone can pay you like $5,000, whatever, to help, you know, restore their credit. That's a big difference. Pay the money. You know, work out a payment plan. Ask questions. You know, ask what you can do. If you say, well, it's unaffordable, well, $150,000 is unaffordable.
Exactly. How many more years do you plan on working just to pay the interest?
You know, so, of course, if you're in the state of California, if you're in another state, then, you know, but again, you know, just, you know, you can adjust with regards to, the state that you're in, obviously. So if you want funding for your business, say you're at a place in your business and you want to get funding, if you are a Santa Clara County small business, contact me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we can help you go through your business plan with the Small Business Development Center. I will do all of this under the Small Business Development Center. You wouldn't have to pay a dime, but we can help position you so you can get a good loan, or at least be in the right position to get a good loan. I can't guarantee a loan, obviously, but we can help you get the resources that you put you in a position to get the resources that you need. And so that's, if you're in a Santa Clara County, we can help you do that. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to go to a commercial break and we'll come back a little bit more for you.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
they say.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're at the Money Show in San Francisco. Very excited to be here with AM 1220 KDOW Salem Media Group. Come out tomorrow. This is the last day for the Money Show. If you have not made it out here and you want to get information about your investing, get information on your securities, things that you just, or maybe you're not even investing yet, come out and have some conversations with some of the financial businesses here, the institutions that are here. I'm sure you will not be disappointed. And they, of course, have some training classes, some breakout classes, so come out and enjoy that. So I have a special announcement for you. Business on the Edge just keeps getting better and better and better. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. So you can thank Rob Black for that. So when you see Rob Black, high five him for me, my friend. I really enjoy Rob. He's awesome, awesome, awesome. My guru of financial education. So we're going to do something special in light of the Money Show in San Francisco. We're gonna make you a special offer. And this is absolutely new, and KDOW does not know anything about this, and so this is going to be, in their hearing for the first time. We're launching Monday morning. We are launching Small Business Titans. It is an online podcast subscription to Business on the Edge, and so this subscription opportunity, you're going to be able to register and get a 7-day free trial. So register. And the way that you're going to get that free registration is that you have to email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we'll give you that free registration. Who is this for? They're for Small Business Titans. If you want to be in business, if you're thinking about being in business, if you're in business, we're going to have training. We're going to have training podcasts. We're going to have some of my friends like Ruth, who's here, Financial Education Services. Mm-hmm. We're going to have historical, and I don't want to call them trainings, but it's going to be historical leadership, those that came before you, titans of the 1800, titans of different centuries, what men are doing, what women are doing, so we can keep you encouraged on moving your businesses forward. We're going to have so much fun with these weekly podcasts. So you're going to get a weekly session on something. So it may be Ruth teaching you about financial education services in terms of what you might be able to do in your business. You know, again, more on Dun & Bradstreet, more on getting that $50,000. And in addition to that, you can get more than $50,000 without using your Social Security number.
You can get millions when you get your business built correctly.
You know, so there's opportunities, and we're bringing Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, to podcasting, to a podcasting subscription, and you will be able to download the app and you can listen to it on your phone and all of that sort of stuff. So that is the Small Business Titans podcast, and you get a 7-day free trial. Because of the Money Show, we're going to do this in light of the Money Show and celebrating our kickoff. And so email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and write the Money Show, and we will send you the link for you to get your subscription. In fact, we don't have it posted on our website just yet. We're going to post it, and then we'll send you to that page to get it, so that way you can get that free subscription. And then it's an annual subscription that you're getting information every single week that is going to help you. And in addition to this, we've got two more that we're going to launch off, and we're going to do one for Women in Business Titans. So, and then we have another one after that we're going to do. But get connected on the edge at businessontheedge.biz, and we're just going to pour information into you. This is different than what you're getting on the Money 2.0 show. This is interview, radio talk, all of that. But you're going to get actually some of your teachings.
You're going to get a lot of information.
A lot of information that can help you be a Small Business Titans. Titans are not, let me say it like this, titans are not born, they're made. You know, you've heard me say on the show that no one's a born leader. I know that you hear that, John Doe's or whoever is a born leader. No one's a born leader. You're born with the capacity to lead. There's a difference. When you're born with the capacity to lead, you have to develop that skill. And so, you know, I want to put that in perspective. So you're not a born Titan, but we can make you a Titan. We can help you form yourself in a way. You know, Sam Walton was not a, he wasn't a Titan. He wasn't, you know, Sam Walton, you know, he worked for, you know, another company that actually, you know, and I think it was like Ben Franklin's Crafts or something like that. And he had an idea and the management just didn't agree with it. And so he started his own company. That happens. Be careful what you're saying to your employees and when you're gunning them down and shooting them down on what their ideas are. So definitely get connected. We're excited about Small Business Titans podcast. You know, a lot of good information that's going to come to you from that.
The last thing you want to do is not listen to this information and then find out later and go, I wish I would have.
Right, right.
So that's absolutely. It now. Get the information before you start your business, or if you're in the process of already your business is open and you need to build it, listen to this information.
Right. You know, here's some warning. Here's some warning with working with banks. And I have a little, I don't know, burr in my saddle with regards to when banks are lending. You have to ask the right questions and you have to keep your composure. When you have an opportunity to get a loan, make sure, and I said this earlier, make sure that you're negotiating that interest rate. Make sure you're not being placed in a bad position with your loan, or you can put yourself in a position where you can lose your business. Banks will...
And your home.
Business? It's sad. It's sad. Banks
sad
will help
but
you.
True. And remember, banks only have their products. You need
yes.
to shop around.
Shop around. Banks will help you go out of business if you're not careful. So you have to make sure that you are having the right types of conversations with banks. If you don't, you know, it can be a win-lose situation and you on the losing end. So be careful that you're having the right conversations with them. And if you're not sure, again, you know, connect with us, or connect if you're not in the Santa Clara County area and you want to use a Small Business Development Center, you know, connect with your Small Business Development Center in your area, whatever state you're in. You know, you have Small Business Development Centers all over the state that can help advocate and give you information that won't cost you anything, you know, because you're going to have to spend money to make money. But where you can use resources that are available to you by the federal government, by the state, then utilize that, because that's going, and the money that you save, why don't you just put that aside, because you're going to use that in other areas like marketing, advertising, you know, purchasing products or purchasing equipment. I'm lisping.
There's always something you can spend it on to build your business.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so we're going to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to wrap up and we're going to get more information on how you can get connected with Ruth and how you can get connected with some of our resources in the Small Business Development Center. We're live from the Money Show in San Francisco, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader, number one.
Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. Money, 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 money at the Money Show. I'm surprised you guys didn't put money, 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 money in there. That's a really cool segue back into the Money Show in San Francisco. Again, if you have not come out to the Money Show, come on out. Tomorrow's the last day. And say hello at AM 1220 KDOW's booth and let them know that you tuned in and that you got out here just because you heard my wonderful voice saying, hey, get out here and get your, you know, get in the game. Get in the game. And again, you don't have to, be in a position to invest right now, but getting the information to put you in a position to invest, you know, that never hurts. You know, you can't equate information if you don't have the information available to you. You know, you can only decide and make decisions based on the information that you do have. So educate yourself on what's available out here. And if you can invest, many of you can, come out and talk it up with some of the companies out here. And you never know, you might, you know, find yourself in a new opportunity that would be fantastic. Again, I want to make sure that you can connect with that you connect with financial education services. Get yourself in the best position for your credit, what, you know, your personal credit as well as your business credit. Now, and those of you with teenagers and young people, college students, make sure you prepare them right. College students, I remember when I was in college and I got my first credit card, I thought, it was an American Express card. I just thought I was in heaven, and I blew
it. You thought it was free money.
I blew that car sky high.
Yeah.
So make sure that this is an opportunity, the money show, and all of these, vendors out here and talking to someone like Ruth to get your kids in the right position in thinking financial intelligence and making healthy decisions with their purchasing and their money, their credit.
Definitely. Make sure they know how to build their credit correctly and how to use it wisely.
Right, because you definitely can do it wrong, right?
Oh, yeah.
So how can the audience get a hold of you again, Ruth?
The website is www.f as in financial, e as in education, s as in services, experts, experts.com. So that's FESExperts.com. There's several videos on the website telling you how to get rid of late payments, collections, business credit. If you want to see a video on business credit, you can go to wantbusinesscreditnow.com and it'll explain how the system works.
Right. Fantastic. So definitely connect with Ruth. And again, we have the Small Business Titans podcast. Get that free subscription, that 7-day free subscription. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we will get that link over to you. And then you'll have the annual payment, of $79.99, and you're going to get resources and training throughout the entire year that can help prep you and position you for the opportunity to be a great small business titan. And of course, we'll always share information and resources with regards to Small Business Development Center and SBA. And just, again, those resources that are going to help you be a great business. And so we can help build your ecosystem and your arsenal. Titans have business weapons, and you're going to need those types of weapons and resources. And again, it's not who you know and just what you know. It's who knows you. And so get connected. Again, this is a 7-day free trial thanks to The Money Show. We're going to do it in celebration of launching the podcast and The Money Show here in San Francisco, having a good time here with that. And again, on the edge at businessontheedge.biz and put The Money Show, and we'll get that free 7-day trial to you. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. It's been a great show. Get out here tomorrow. Get out here. Get your kids out here.
Don't
get yourself
out
here. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. And get moving in the right direction with your money. Thanks for tuning in. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Bay Area's number one absolutely fantastic business and finance radio. Nowhere else like it in the Bay Area. How about that?
That's right.